Hey folks, it's Doc. We've got CEO Ed Marlowe from African Potash.
Okay, hi Ed.
Hi Doc, how are you?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks. So, Ed, clearly, you know, you've been happy with the initial results from your first hole results last week, and whilst, you know, we await the lab results on the quality, it'd appear that you've met, if not exceeded, your initial expectations. So what's your theories on the market's reaction?
Simon Dorling, who was, of course, a geologist, I mean, it is incredibly excited. I mean, what we've done by the first hole is proven the extent of the basin, and bearing in mind the additional parts of the basin that we actually have within our license area and where the second hole is going to go, we're already at a point, we believe, where we've proven continuous seams, you know, when we extrapolate also using the seismic data. And not only that, but they're thick enough if we wanted to go forward to, I mean, obviously a lot more work needs to be done with solution mining, and which is the most economic form of mining you can do for potash, certainly where we are. Market reaction, people could make the excuses, the general sort of lack of market interest in the mining genius. I think the issue is that people aren't necessarily seeing that this is a different commodity to some of the others which have been severely depressed recently. I mean, potash is one of those things which is really a question of the cost of production. There's no doubt that at some stage, within the next 10 years, the Republic of Congo is going to be a major producer of potash. I mean, it's a strategic sort of opportunity for you know, both the Indians and the Chinese in particular, and also you know, major African interests to actually secure for themselves high grade, very shallow potash deposits, which are actually also within, you know, no more than 50 to 60 kilometres from the sea, some of it much closer. So I think when the market wakes up to that fact, then, you know, things are going to start moving very, very fast. We're already seeing our local partners, it's also a local partner with Elemental Minerals, that seems to be sort of moving interestingly. We'll talk about that a little bit more later. And MAG Industries' Mengo deposit looks like that's going into production within the next 24 months, which is now Chinese owned. So I think we're really on a cusp of things starting to move fast now. So market reaction, you know, we have a very liquid stock in comparison to a lot of other stocks, I think. But I think things will start happening. That's all I can say.
I mean, that's really positive to hear, Ed. I mean, obviously, as you say, there's a lot of debate around the industry, potash industry in the Congo, and you just spoke a little about Elemental and, you know, the kind of Chinese and possibly even the Asian interests. You know, do you want to speak a bit more about that? Is that something you can comment on?
A little bit. I mean, I think what's out there, I mean, you know, we have a close relationship with Elemental and we help each other out. I mean, they're obviously the bigger player, but, you know, there's no... as I say, competition, they're all in this together to actually show that the Republic of Congo is, you know, the destination, you know, outside of, you know, Russia and North America,
yeah,
for potash production going forward. Elemental have the Bikolika potash deposit, which we all know is, you know, it's a high-grade, shallow, and great resource. I mean, there was the issue with Dinghy. I mean, I think we saw that fell through partly because of the Hong Kong exchange wouldn't allow the deal the way it was actually suggested, which is frankly not a huge surprise. But Elemental themselves, who've just done a rights issue and raised some more money, are also, I mean, they've separated their two licenses effectively, so they have the deposit, but they also have just drilled into what is, I think, a very highly prospective resource, which is just to the south of them, which they also believe, I think, is something which will produce its own mine over time. So, yeah, the Elemental story continues. I would be very surprised if someone isn't sort of looking at them. and the other thing, as I think I've mentioned earlier on, is that MAG Industries, if people can go, because it's still a Toronto listed company, people can go on to CEDAR and see their latest updates and so on. But it looks as though that, and I've seen evidence of the building and the construction work, etc., it looks as though that is genuinely going to be sort of producing potash from a solution mine within 24 months. Commodities port is underway, etc., and it's affecting the same people who are doing both. So once people start shipping out of the Congo, you know, 2 years' time, people, you know, whatever it is, whether it's majors, whether it's geopolitical players, they're going to have to start coming
Yeah. So you know, in essence, over the, you know, the foreseeable kind of future, you can see the Congo is going to become pegged on the map, and quite rightly, and needless to say, the attention will grow off the back of that. I think that's what we're starting to see, the initial signs kind of spawning within the Congo, from what I can gather. But you know, what are your expectations for the second hold? We're aware that, you know, the initial signs are encouraging, but you know, do you envisage this having a knock-on effect with your follow-up poll? And you know,
we split the two holes. I mean, essentially, we separated. You know, we have a large license area. I mean, there's many places we could have explored within it. We know it reasonably well from previous historical drilling and the fact that, you know, potash is fairly regular under the ground. But the seismic we had was extremely helpful. And this is, you know, oil and gas seismic to look around our area. And the first hole has certainly demonstrated exactly how accurate that seismic was. The second hole, we're actually drilling bang on, you know, the cross-section of the seismic line. So we would say we're far more confident in that hole. Certainly the geological sort of interpretation is that should be a far better hole than the first hole. I'm not saying the first hole wasn't pretty good. I mean, obviously this is always exploration. Until you put the hole in the ground, you never quite tell. The hole is well underway now, and we're sort of expecting great things from it. That hole is also bang on the Kudu River, which I mentioned before is like a sort of river motorway out to the sea. So with success on that, and further work around that, I think you know, we have the potential for something really quite special, which is both, you know, could be good for, yeah, it's a grade and everything else, but is also logistically exceptional.
So, okay. So Ed, look, you know, the question on every investor's lips, I guess, is, you know, is there a timeline as to when you envisage again, you know, some kind of update on the second hole? And also, you know, we talk really of the holy grail of joint ventures or takeouts. You know, should you be able to prove up some real sustenance in what you've got out there? But, you know, is this...
That will all come after the second hole. I mean, the second hole, we don't expect to take, you know, a great deal longer from now. I mean, obviously, the final chemical analysis will take a bit longer, but we'll be able to report, you know, depths and thicknesses, et cetera, before that happens. But based on that, I mean, I think I would imagine there'll be, you know, the opportunity for discussions with others on, you know, whether it's JVs or whether it's other types of investments, et cetera. So, you know, all, you know, we're looking forward to the end of the second half. And as I said, I don't think that's that far away. I mean, things always take slightly longer than we expect in Congo. And it's complicated drilling. I mean, potash drilling is not that easy. So the first hole was successful, and the second hole we expect to be equally so, if not, well, more so in terms of what we have under the ground.
Okay, well, folks, that's Ed Marlowe, CEO of African Potash. Thanks for your time, Ed.